Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1, listen to Talk with Marie Live. Get ready for some music, books, social events, and special guests. Here's your host, Marie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I have another great program for you today. So I'm going to be highlighting one musician in one book. During the last segment, I talked about The Jumbies by Tracy Baptiste. And today, it's going to be all about Year of Yes by Shonda Rhimes. So this is the book that I'm currently reading right now and also listening on audiobook. But first, I had a chance yesterday to go to James' concert at Nashville Music Row in Second Life, always a great venue and a wonderful concert. So that was really great. And of course, that was simultaneously happening on Concert Window. So again, for those of you who are not on either of those platforms, those are free. You can just go right in, set up an account, and you can just listen to anything that's happening on there. So Second Life is the same. Tomorrow, James is going to be performing at noon SLT at Gallery Rouge. This is his monthly gig right after Open Mic Poetry. And then as I was looking through his profile, I realized we both share the same week of Res Day. So I think James has been around for about 8 years in Second Life. And I'm celebrating my 5th year, which is really exciting. So tomorrow will be a big celebration, including poetry, live music, and then it's the usual pretty much on Sunday. Before I continue, I want to thank all my followers on Twitter and Pinterest. And thanks to Twitter, this is how I actually find the music for today. Kirbanu, who's from Australia, she's a singer-songwriter, and she's going to be performing at Adelaide Fringe, which is happening in February through March, so February 12th through March 14th. She is all over social media. She's on YouTube. She's on SoundCloud. She has a great website. And that's what I'm going to kick off the show with today. One of her songs that I love is Haunted by Shadow. And so that's what you're going to get to hear first. And then I'll let you know how you can listen to more of her music when we get back. So here's Haunted by Shadow by Kirbanu.
I died a thousand times. My heart freezes over and cries. Under my bed, in my head, when I close my eyes, I call sleep at night. I see a thing, a away. I'm haunted by shadow, and every time I turn to the bed, I pass my legs down to that bed. I go to sleep, but I can't breathe. I'm haunted by shadow. It must be my simple thoughts to bear the demons and thoughts. Cause this evil crossing over the past that day, there's no escape for me. It's under my bed.
Kirbanu. Her website, kirbanumusic.com. You can also find her on Twitter, which is again how she found me. song that she had a new CD that was coming out, Drifting. And so if you guys go on there, you can find her website. And then lots of great songs, so many amazing songs. And if you're in Australia, all of her dates seem to be in Australia, which means I won't get a chance to see her live. So you guys can definitely catch her during that big festival. So that's the beauty of social media. I'm not on, you know, we're not in the same country, and yet we are connected. So she is at Kirbanu, which is K-I-R-B-A-N-U. And you guys can connect with her on social media. All right, so let's get back to Year of Yes by Shonda Rhimes. I love everything she creates. So I'm completely obsessed with Thursday Night, which is now known as her night on network TV. So none of the shows are currently on. I think everything is coming back on February 11th, which means everyone is on edge for their, thank God it's Thursday, suspense. Just waiting to see what's going on with all of our favorite characters from Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder. But Year of Yes, I picked up this book. It's just an amazing little book. How to Dance It Out, Stand in the Sun, and Be Your Own Person. I did not realize that Shonda was such a shy and introverted person. Reading this book, it feels like she's just sort of talking to the reader, which I love these books where it doesn't feel like you are being talked down to or sort of lectured. You know, it's almost like you're just sort of listening to her as a friend. You're just sitting around your kitchen table or out and about and just sharing advice and tips and, you know, how you do certain things, what you could have done in retrospect. So I'm not done yet with the book. It's the kind of thing I sort of want to slowly get to. You know, this book is built as a memoir, which it is. But again, it's sort of a nice sort of mesh between personal and then self-help. But, you know, it flows. I mean, I just love the way she writes, which, again, I always think one of the reasons I love these shows is because of the writings. I mean, the writing, the authors, the writers, and then the actors, of course, are amazing. So just to have that combination of having an amazing team of writers and a great team of actors and a great crew to just bring everything together, you know, the stories definitely come alive. And I learn much more about her in terms of what inspires some of the plots and storylines and character development that we've seen on the show. So I'll tell you more in terms of what I think. As I mentioned to all of you, because I'm in the process of writing my own fiction book, you know, I pay attention to things that I don't know most people really care about. You know, I'm looking at the cover. I'm looking at the fact that she used a picture in the back of her book, and then how the book was, the description of the book, and all these little technical things. But at the same time, you know, I'm just enjoying the stories that she's sharing about her family, you know, how she's going to make all these goals happen, or how she made them happen in 1 year. So pick up Year of Yes by Shonda Rhimes. You learn a lot, but at the same time, I think you'll laugh because I love the way she writes in terms of, in the middle of it, it's almost like she's asking you a question or talking to you directly about what she's saying. And it's so funny. She has a great sense of humor. And it seems she's able to laugh at herself, which is really, not everyone can do that. So kudos to Shonda Rhimes. So I'm waiting until February 11th gets here so I can catch up on all my favorite Thursday lineup. All right. So winter is in full swing, which is the perfect time to be reading and listening to music and doing just amazing things indoors. So if you're reading some great books, let me know what they are. I haven't even touched, you know, the bestseller list for 2016 yet. You know, I used to do all the top 10 by checking IndieBound and then what's going on with on NPR in terms of, you know, the usual suspects, I call them. But I'm trying to sort of find, I know the irony, I'm trying to find books that you typically wouldn't be getting a lot of plugs. But a lot of times it's like I read things that come to me. So a lot of time I'm looking at ebooks, and one of the places I get actually some of my great bargain is BookBub, which is an amazing resource for book lovers. Every day, I'm telling you, every single day there's a free book you can download, or things that are, you know, barely a dollar that you can get on there. And you have a lot of big names and other authors that are out there. So you can definitely take advantage of those deals on a daily basis. So I get mine by email, just sign up by email and you'll be getting them. So I'll probably do more of that so I can let you guys know, depending on when interviews are being done, I'll let you know which book is actually free. So today, what did I get for today? Today seemed to be a mystery, I believe. The free BookBub one, The Killing League by Dan Ames. He is a pretty popular one. Let's see, I'm going to read you the description. What if serial killers had a competition and you were the prize? Retired FBI profiler Wallace Mack and Nicole, a woman he rescued 3 years earlier, must go up against the most twisted minds in the world in this chilling thriller. All right, so this is the free one for today. And then the one for Friday was a different genre altogether, and it was Miami Rakim by J.B. Turner. William Craig will be executed for killing the man who assaulted his granddaughter, but the case isn't as simple as it seems, and rookie reporter Deborah Jones is determined to get to the bottom of it. Conspiracy, politics, and revenge combine in this gripping legal thriller. Again, another freebie. So these are the two for the weekend. You can still get them for free on Amazon. So hopefully you guys can grab those free ones. And I'm going to close the show with another song by Carbono. Again, you guys can find her on her website or on Twitter. It is carbonomusic.com. So thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you're enjoying listening to Talk with Marie every weekend. I get to talk about books and music and events going on in Second Life, Concert Window, and also in the greater Boston area. I'll be back for more on all those topics. So have a great weekend, and let's hear Drifting by Carbono.
Meant to leave my home and travel somewhere new. I never felt I fitted in with the times and the people and the stories they spin. When I could, I left offshore. I sailed off around the world, searching for more. And now I've seen so many places, different countries, different places, but nothing prepared me for the greatest change inside. The one deep in my core, there's no anchor, there's no idea. I'm lost, drifting at sea. There's no idea. As I knew, all I know myself to be.
Love Talk with Marie. Follow the show on Twitter and Pinterest.